Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 11, 1805. Camped at a point just below the mouth of the Little Missouri River. Yesterday, the Indian that promised to travel with the Corps as far as the Snake Indian encampment decided to return to his village, and the captains agreed. The party paddled 19 miles upriver today, passing by rocky plains and burned grass. Captain Clark writes about the day.
Set out very early. I walked on shore, saw fresh bear tracks, one deer and two beaver killed this morning. In the after part of the day, killed two geese. Saw great numbers of geese, brant, mallard, some white cranes, swans, and gulls. The plains begin to have a green appearance. The hills on either side are from 5 to 7 miles asunder, and in many places have been burnt, appearing at a distance of a reddish-brown color, containing pumice stone and lava, some of which rolling down to the base of those hills. In many of those hills, forming bluffs to the river, we perceive several stratums of bituminous substance which resembles coal. Though some of the pieces appear to be excellent coal, it resists the fire for some time and consumes without emitting much flame. Captain William Clark, April 11, 1805.
According to Moulton's footnotes, the bituminous substance Clark describes is an organic material contained in the Sentinel Butte Formation. The white cranes he mentioned are the Hoping Crane, Grus americanus, now an endangered species. Captain Lewis writes in his journal,
"Set out at an early hour. I proceeded with the party and Captain Clark with George Druya, walked on shore in order to procure some fresh meat if possible. We proceeded on about 5 miles and halted for breakfast. When Captain Clark and Druya joined us, the latter had killed and brought with him a deer, which was at this moment acceptable. The country from Fort Mandan to this place is so constantly hunted by the Minotauri that there is but little game. We halted at 2 p.m. and made a comfortable dinner on venison steak and beaver tails with the biscuit which got wet on the 8th by the accident of the canoe filling with water, the powder which got wet by the same accident and which we spread to dry on the baggage of the large pirogue, was now examined and put up. It appears to be almost restored, and our loss is therefore not so great as we had first apprehended." Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 11, 1805.
Tomorrow, celestial observations.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.